Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
It's Dave and Fionnuala. A little bit early for Here Comes the Bride music. Then again, there's no Here Comes the Fiancé music, so it'll have to do. Was on holidays last week. Finally, popped the question to my now fiancé of... Well, she's not my fiancé over 10 years, she's only fiancé since Wednesday, but we've been going out quite a while. It was about time I pulled out the finger, pulled out the ring, and got a thaw.
It is the best news, because you're a fantastic couple. For anyone who doesn't know Dave and Niamh personally, well, they know that you would be made for each other, anyone who spent any time in your company. But we have questions, Dave, because normally someone gets engaged and turns all focus to the bride-to-be and they're looking at the ring and like, oh, how did he do it? But now we get to ask the source of the question directly. Go back a little bit. How did you manage to get the ring through security?
I took a chance. We had checked in baggage. Oh. And I know people are going to call me mentally insane, but it went deep into the middle of checked in baggage. I'd never lost a bag before. I put great faith in Aer Lingus. I said, hey, don't lose this bag. It's very valuable. I put an air tag in it and I just hoped it would make it to Tenerife. And that it did.
Okay, so first hurdle cleared. You were away for a week. It was midway through the week by the time you asked the question.
There is no correct answer if you are to get engaged on holidays. When do you do it? Do you do it the first night, second night, third night, at the very end? So I said, middle of the road, do it Wednesday. We're here until Saturday, so we'll enjoy our holidays up to that. And you don't want going too early in case, no, I'm not ready, because that leaves a sour taste for the rest of the week. So get a few days of sun in, all inclusive, and then ask the question. So it was Wednesday evening, about 25 past 7, if you want the specifics on the coast.
Oh, we want all the specifics. Rate the nerves.
7?
Okay, that's manageable. It's hurtling towards the higher end, but were you more worried about the logistics of everything that was planned? Because I'm assuming you weren't nervous that she wasn't going to say yes.
So very handily in Tenerife, it's a service that wouldn't be that popular here because of the weather, but you can organise people to have a picnic in like a nice secluded location on the beach, on the coast. So they set up everything. You just have to rock up and do your bit. But on the way there, I just could not stop looking at the sunset to make sure it was going to appear, because it was very overcast. Still lovely and warm, but overcast. I think that was one of the first telltales to Niamh that something might be going on. Why is he so concerned with
the weather?
A feckin' sunset? But I wanted it to be right and nice.
And it absolutely was, I'm sure. Did you get down on one knee?
Of course I did. Why wouldn't I?
Just, I don't know, did you want to be different? Did you want to like say, oh, I'm just actually popping off to the bathroom in there and come back and be like, surprise, jump out of somewhere behind a dune on the beach or something?
There was times I was thinking, will we just do it on the balcony, the hotel or on the strip? You know, why am I going to all this effort? Just get it done. But no, patience was a virtue. Done the whole traditional thing, asked the father, got the blessing. I might be a man of modern means and of 2025, but traditional values still ring through in my head. So done all the traditional bits.
Ah, that's absolutely lovely. Now, just as we were heading into this, you did call her my fiancé. How weird is that?
It is so weird. I feel it's too possessive. My fiancé.
You will find yourself, I think, putting a fancy accent on it any time you have to say or talk about her in the third person.
My fiancé. It still hasn't settled in.
And the question that you were going to get asked...
No, is the answer. There is no date set. Stop it.
You know, you're going to get plagued with it.
And I can never tell the difference between someone asking it jokingly, have you a date set, versus the person who is deadly serious about
the date. They want to know.
You'll get plenty of notice.
Good stuff. Dave, on behalf of everyone in iRadio, on behalf of you listening, I know you're wishing Dave the absolute best. We are beyond buzzing. No, we are beyond buzzing. The congratulations are already starting to pour in. So, well done. You have become well on your way to being a married man.
Wow, scary times. honestly, thank you to you and everybody on iRadio for the beautiful welcome that I got today. There was no work done for about half an hour chit-chatting, and I am here to answer all your further questions or take your slagging, because that's what it's all about. Once you get engaged, you're open to everything. 087-1-102-107. I am now a fiancé to my fiancé. Crazy to say.
It really is the best news, and we are so happy that you're back and that we can all share in the joy with you, because you are getting in touch to tell us how delighted you are for Dave.
Thank you. One
of the well-wishers actually on the line now. Caller, would you like to send your congratulations to Dave?
How are you doing, Dave? Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Daniel. It's great to be an engaged man.
Oh, well done, you. Wasn't that, I'll tell you, they're nice pictures. Niamh, you were lucky she said yes.
Very lucky, Daniel. Nobody tells you how nervous you can be before you get down on one knee.
I can imagine.
Daniel, the connection is maybe slightly on the dodgy side. We're hoping that Dave's relationship and engagement proves a bit stronger than the phone line. Can I check? Dave wasn't on to you for any advice about popping the question, was he, beforehand?
Well, no. I thought he might be, but I suppose maybe Garen maybe might have been able. I don't know if Garen has any expertise, but maybe he was on to him looking for the Fredo advice, you know?
I hold you in such equal esteem anymore because of the Freddos that I asked neither of you, Daniel.
Daniel, do you have any advice for Dave as he gets ready to head towards married life? What does he need to know about being a husband?
Just that you're not right.
We might have to.
That's all you need to know.
Do you know what, Daniel? This is turning into a comedy call, because unfortunately the line was gone for your advice and then it finished up on "that's all you need to know." So I don't know if that's a good omen or a bad omen for Dave.
Well, what I was telling him is always say yes, that his wife is always right and that's all he needs to know.
I think that's exceptional advice. She said one yes of last week, and I'm to say yes every single time from now on.
Daniel, listen, we really appreciate you taking the time to chat to us. The most important thing is that you have delivered your congratulations to Dave, and you're wishing him all the best as he heads off.
Best of good luck to both of you. Delighted for you.
Thank you very much, Daniel. I'm very much looking forward to crossing paths without any technical or phone difficulties, not in Bates to chat in person.
Oh my goodness. All right. God bless.
God bless, Daniel. Gurumila Mahagat.
Not the most straightforward call that we've ever had with lovely Daniel, but wasn't he very good get in touch to share his congratulations with you?
Thank you very much. We didn't really make out the first time what he was saying, but that's phone technology, no matter how far we've travelled. Bad phone coverage, still a real thing.
But as he said, just your wife is always right. When, if and when she becomes your wife, even as your fiancé, Dave, she's always right.
Gurumila Mahagat for everybody's well wishes. Will keep you up to date on plans and dates, but I think I will doon the veil for now.
We'll see. I don't know. I think I want to hear. We'll see how it goes. When you start planning the stag, Dave, that's when we need a little bit more info as well, okay?
Fanula for the stag, for the stag.
Hey! Dave and Fanula.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.